Well, grace and peace to you, people of God. As we're joining here together at this Holy Week and hearing our scripture text today, a very important question comes to the front. A question that we consider each and every day of our lives as people of faith, and a question that the crowd was considering too. Who is this Jesus? And why does he matter? That's what Mark, our gospel teller, is getting at in the special details that he includes today. And really, that's what God is getting at, too, in sending Jesus Christ into this world and telling us the greatest story of love ever told as we hear and tell one another again during this Holy Week. So let's take a look at our story today and see what answers it might have in store. So first, our gospel writer from Mark shows us that Jesus is a person that has authoritative, powerful details in his working resume. First, Jesus is echoing the words of the prophets, specifically Zechariah, when he asks for and rides in on a donkey. We also know that he's echoing the pathway of kings when he's welcomed with the honor of ancient kings. It recalls King Jehu and his rise to the throne ascension as people take off their coats and throw them in the road, as well as those palm branches. We hear that he is connected to the ancestry and the bloodline of David as well, a significant and faithful title for all of the Jewish people of faith who knew that name at once. And, of course, something that we have come to know and love these past weeks and months, that Jesus is building on this foundation of ministry, this miraculous and sign-filled ministry where he has been teaching and preaching and healing and feeding and casting out demons and raising the dead and bringing new life into the world. Now Jesus has come into Jerusalem. So for all of his good, it's only understandable. It only makes sense that this crowd welcomes Jesus as King and as Lord with this glorious and grateful display. But it's also a little more complicated than that, isn't it? Because we hear even more. According to Mark's gospel, Jesus also has some strange and unexpected and even controversial details on his biography as well. First, Jesus rides in on that donkey, and a donkey is not a war horse, as would be befitting a warrior king, as predicted in the prophets. This is a beast of burden and humility and peace. So he's not coming to overthrow the government in might, as might have been expected. Next, Jesus, when he comes to town, even though he comes in peace, he also comes in justice, because the next day, Jesus goes to the temple. And if you remember, he goes there and he turns over the temple tables and he drives out the money changers with a whip. And he restores the temple to being a place that worships God. Jesus reminds people that he has come to turn the world over or back right side up again as the Messiah, which is a little bit uncomfortable for dethroning our false gods. Speaking of false gods, Jesus claims to be the Son of God. And at this time and place in history, that's a title that has been reserved only for the powerful Roman emperor, who claimed authority over the land not just as the ruler through might, but as the ruler through divinity, calling himself Son of God. So Jesus was making a claim pretty big here, calling himself that. And even more provocative for the people of faith, Jesus claims to be the Messiah, a title that is precious to the people who have been waiting for so long for God to show up and restore all things to as they should be. So someone showing up, someone who they know who his parents are, who's clearly in a human form, this is blasphemous and pretty offensive. So for all of his trouble, for all of the problems that Jesus is causing, it's only understandable that the crowd turns on Jesus as a rabble-rouser and a liar and arrests him, holding him in a public trial, which we know ends in execution. So, we have all these details now. Who is this Jesus? Is he good? Is he bad? Is he everything that he says he is and even more? Or is he a liar? Just some sort of popular face and fad? And the answers really matter to us. Now, over the next several days, you're going to get to know and answer those questions for yourself, because we will be entering together into God's greatest story. As we journey through the Holy Week narrative, you will be invited by God to live and to speak and to act out those questions and answers about who is Jesus and why does he matter. So today, on Palm Sunday, you are invited to rush out into the streets, to shed your tears and your coats in awe, and to shout out, Hosanna! You are invited to wave a palm branch and to wonder at this humble servant king. And then on Tuesday, you and I are invited to travel with him to the temple, where he will awe and disturb us and shake up our false gods and dethrone our idols as he turns over the money tables and restores God's will. By Thursday, you and I will know that his time is coming. Jesus will come forward and kneel, and he will ask to wash your feet and offer you bread and wine as his own body and blood. And for all of the beauty that brings to us, that night in the garden, we will be afraid. And when the soldiers show up to arrest him, we will flee and leave him behind. On Good Friday, we'll tell the climax of that story. You and I will be there with Jesus standing in that angry crowd when he'll be standing before us and we raise our voices that say, crucify him. And then, finally, as Jesus Christ hangs his head, you and I will hear him whisper down from the cross, it is finished. Into your hands, Father, I commend my spirit. But it's not finished on that day, is it? Not for God, not for Jesus, and not for the Holy Spirit who continues to tell this story through you and me today. Because we will and do see him again. We see Jesus risen on Easter morning, covered in earth, looking so much to us like the gardener. Or you will see him out on the road in the wilderness, walking with you and a friend to Emmaus, saying, did you hear what happened in Jerusalem? Who is this Jesus, and why does he matter? Or you'll see him out on the water, casting out nets, making promises fulfilled, and then eating fish together on the shore. Because Jesus shows up again and again in your life and in your heart and in your mind, stepping into even the most hidden and fearful and broken places, and showing you that nothing can ever separate you from God's love that is for you in Jesus Christ. Not even the powers of sin, death, and the grave. Not even our wondering, worry, and doubt. People of God, it's my prayer for you that on this Palm Sunday, throughout this Holy Week, and each and every day of our lives, that you might come to know just who this Jesus Christ is and why exactly he matters to you and to all of creation more than anything else. I pray that this Holy Week might be a witness of that great and surprising and healing story of what God has done and what God will continue to do in human form. I pray that you take that invitation that God extends to you to take part in joining in, sharing your voice in telling God's story together again. I pray that in that story you might hear God's word of forgiveness. Release the shame that binds you. Accept the grace and mercy that surrounds you. And I pray that you might walk with fresh and open eyes into the garden on Easter morning to see this Jesus Christ waiting there for you with his hands outstretched and his love outpoured. So for this holy gift of once again telling and retelling God's story, and for all of the other good gifts that God has in store, we offer thanks in the name of our living Lord Jesus. Amen.